Winston City Council meeting, January 3rd, 2022, 7 p.m.
Adjustments to the agenda, please.
Your Honor, there's a couple of adjustments. So item number 7B needs to be omitted.
7B?
Yep, that's the set council workshop dates. And then we are adding a category F to number 7 as well. Mechanical room completion, which you should have received a staff report.
Okay.
Then one of the announcements, the island annexation, January 10th, should be moved to 3 p.m. It should be 3 p.m. and not 7 p.m.
I'm not finding that on my copy.
In the announcements, it's the second one under announcements.
Oh, there it is. Okay. That's a 3 p.m.?
Mm-hmm. 3 p.m.
Reason for that?
So that was an adjustment based on a previous email that was sent out.
Okay. Thank you. Consent agenda, seeking approval for the minutes from the December 6th council meeting.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as read.
Have a motion.
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Comments from the audience. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address City Council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. Council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anybody like to speak to Council? Thank you very much. Moving on. Reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Economic Development, December 8th. Councilor Cunningham. Councilor Harris, excuse me. You got nothing.
No, we just went over trying to get more board members involved on the Economic Development Board, and we went over some of the Wander Winston stuff that we're obviously going to go over tonight. So.
Perfect. Department reports. Chief Sardi.
Mayor, Council,
anything
to add? Yeah, nothing else to add other than what's in my weekly. We've just been working on policy and procedure updates for the new case laws that are coming out.
Perfect. Thank you. Public Works, Mr. Howell.
Just a couple, Your Honor, Council, audience, good evening. Just a couple things. One of the things we're going to be doing now is a little bit later we do the staff report on the mechanic room. We're going to be looking at the roof at the community center. So we're going to reach out to Seymour, who's going to be doing the pavilion for us. So we're going to reach out to him. He's going to get a scope of services put together so we can kind of come up with a scope for that roof.
He's the engineer?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
He's
you.
The engineer. So we're going to be looking at that one. We'll try to cover, you know, that's a big roof up there, of course. There's a lot of little nooks and crannies. And one of the things that we're going to take an opportunity to do is actually get in there and do the tiles, roof tiles, get in there and do some exploratory as much as we possibly can. We all know how roofing can be in the end of a roof. They can get ugly quick. So we're going to try to do our due diligence as much as possible there. And just a quick note on the snow that we had. We did end up having a contractor come in, and he did a little less than a mile of our streets, and our steeper streets over here on the west side of town. It was $360, just information for council. These were streets that we couldn't get our back on. Rubber tires and slick situations are not a good candidate. It's a recipe for disaster, potentially. So just want the council to be aware of that we did a little bit of a snow removal. So anyway, and then, you know, we'll be talking about the snowplow come up again at some point, more than likely during the budget, but that horse has not left the barn yet, so to speak. So we will be talking about the
That's
plow.
Still on your Christmas list.
It's there. Anyway, that was it. Just a quick update for council. So.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Andy?
Yeah, how old was the roof on that center?
From date of completion. So
yeah.
That's that.
Yeah.
11?
11 or 12 years.
That's not very long.
Do you have a handle on that? Okay.
Is there any, I was looking at roofing. Are they going to put the same type of roofing on, only a better
Yeah, that's just the thing we'll look at. Right now, that it's a car's new roof on there. It's a real thin membrane roof, and that's one of the issues. It was, at that time, the thinnest material for the roofing. So that's one of the things we'll look at, is addressing, because we have bonding issues up there, the elevation of the roof. So there's numerous things that we'll look at.
Was there any leakage from the roof?
There has been, yeah.
Okay, so are they going to also take a look and make sure that there's no other leakage or damage?
That's what we're going to do. I know we're going to, the corners, particularly the corners of that building, we're going to go in and double check the corners. We've got several roofers in there over the years do spot repairs and patches. You can see some of the moisture in some of these ceiling tiles, so we'll pop those tiles up. We'll get up in there the best we can, try to identify everything we can.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you, Andy. Mr. Thomas, Community Development.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. We wanted to put a plug-in with council, a short plug-in. There's a drainage way in Looking Glass Creek Estates Phase 2 that's had a history of being pretty cumbersome in terms of draining properly. And Public Works did get out in previous months and flushed it to try to open it up. It has kind of a natural tributary and a lot of wetlands in there as well. And we've had some comments previously, just recently, from property owners, that it's drained real nice, it's opened up, and it's doing what it's supposed to. So we just wanted to put a plug in that, kind of some very positive feedback from the public.
That's good.
Perfect, thank you. So is that another one of the swales that we're dealing with? Or is that considered actual?
It's an actual drainage.
Actual drainage, to where the swale off of Toke was.
Yeah, that was. So far, that's holding pretty good, Mayor. We're pretty happy with that so far. That having that pipe in there, that worked out really well in our favor. Having the contractor pay for that. We may have to do a little bit of tweaking here and there, but so far, we're happy.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Anything else?
Yeah, just a couple more quick tidbits we want to put in. An update with the siphon project. We've had kind of an evolution of different things that have happened in terms of communication with the property owners on where the siphon pouring locations are kind of specified to go through. Due to kind of complications and a lack of resolution, we will likely be moving forward with a letter to send out to the property owners indicating a specified time and date we'll be going doing our pouring activities, just to move forward with that part of the process so it's not really caught up anymore. And hopefully that will kind of move towards a better resolution in terms of working with the property owners to help the property or help the project move along. So it's kind of came to a stalemate a little bit there. So we've been talking to Mr. Forrester as well as Dan McKinney, who are land use attorneys, our contract attorney as well as a land use attorney, just trying to maintain consistency with the rules on that. So our recent conversation was about just a couple of hours ago. So he'll be drafting that letter up. I'll be sending him the relevant information, and the soonest our boring people can get back out would be the 17th. We reminded them that's a holiday, that's MLK Day, so they're going to kind of recoup and probably be able to go out that week. So we want to give them ample notice under the law. We can go out on this specified time of day.
So is that 2 weeks? Is that appropriate?
The land use attorney, he said that it just needs to be ample time, which was ambiguous to me. So apparently 2 weeks is enough of posting time. So it's sent certified mail, they have it, ample time to kind of have discussions on that. But the important thing is we go out there, we get the boring done, because that extracts the information and tells us where we can actually do the site. So we really need that to get done.
Have we heard anything more about the housing up in the Safari Estates?
Yes. So Thursday is when we talked to, when I talked to Jeremy Parmenter, who's with Stone Creek Development. They've tried everything they can in terms of coming to a resolution with the senior lending outfit. A lot of those properties were borrowed against two or three times, so it creates quite the detriment there. They can't even really get title insurance on it. So. He now feels that the only appropriate way to move forward is to let them go through foreclosure, which will be probably happen on February 8th. So that's the most recent information we have.
So that's going to delay his construction time then?
The information he gave us on that is if a development group doesn't buy it on February 8th, they have the opportunity to reclaim and the priority will still be to complete construction. But it does cause a little bit of lag.
I thought this was all a done deal. And
we did too, yeah. And we didn't.
Not true.
We didn't think that, well, internally with staff, we didn't have any kind of communication. But foreclosure never came into the conversation with this particular development group, especially as it relates to the 90-lot subdivision proceedings that we went through. So that never came up until our most recent conversation.
But these are the same people that are doing the 90 lots, right?
Mm-hmm. Same.
And so once they got that, then they kind of let, like we were concerned about, we talked about that.
Yeah.
It seems a little coincidental. But regardless, we're trying to work with them in terms of moving forward. Not necessarily the direction we wanted those.
So they still have permission to build the other 90?
Yeah, I mean, it's a separate property, separate land use action. And so far as we know, they're not encumbered near the amount because there's a higher dollar amount placed when you have part of construction done.
Right.
So they kind of fall in different categories. But we have to kind of treat the 38-acre piece as a standalone property and apply the appropriate rules.
So we're kind of stuck with what you're saying.
Stall it more, but it would be nice to get those other three homes.
13 or whatever 13. They are. So how many? 13?
There's 13 total. There's one. There's technically 14 total, but there's one that's almost complete.
Wow.
13 that are kind of halfway there. The last thing we want to share with council is that Jennifer Mitchell from the CORE project did send the city manager and myself a follow-up email wanting to regroup on the URA situation. So she's kind of opening up that conversation, reiterated the fact that they'd like to move forward with paving on January 10th.
So what's to be, how does that affect the URA? That's probably a better question for you to ask.
Well, I was saying that they still haven't met the punch list.
Right, yeah. So that is essentially our response. We still need to do a final walkthrough. That's where we left our meetings on. Mm-hmm. We need to do a final walkthrough and make sure the landscaping are done, all of those types of things. And I'm sure that'll be part of the conversation. Well, we did put a call in.
Right now they have a water feature.
Mm-hmm. They have quite the water feature going. So that's
park.
Well, you know, that's another avenue they haven't looked at, probably.
Public swimming pool.
There you go. Andy, can you handle that? Little public swimming pool action right there off the main drag.
There's already a tank there. We just got to take the lids off. There you go.
I guess my point is I don't think that there's a point in revisiting until we can punch the punch list.
Absolutely, yeah. We need to do that final walkthrough.
I know what they're going for, and I just don't.
You're
think,
speculating.
Yeah, I'm full on speculating.
Probably a good speculation, though.
But no. I just don't think it's fair to even have that conversation until it's.
Oh, I agree. There's no reason to have the conversation if they've finished what they were supposed to get done.
Right. But should this be discussed in the URA?
Well, it should, correct.
The tank situation was left out.
He brought it up.
I'm guilty. No. The tank situation was left out of the email in our follow-up, as a response to the email, we put a call in and left a voicemail. So we're hoping to have a conversation in regards to all of
them. Essentially, they have 3 weeks before they have to come see our URA. Correct?
Correct. Yeah, before the next URA.
Has there been any indication from them concerning the sewer and hookup fees?
There was a small tidbit in the email in regards to that, but the only thing that she had mentioned is that as part of the meeting with Mark and myself, she wanted to discuss the deficiencies.
That, okay. That needs to be talked about. Okay.
Absolutely, yeah. So just wanted council to be privy to those, the details.
Anything else for Thomas?
No, Your Honor, thank you.
Thank you very much, appreciate it. Mr. Bauer's not in attendance, so he doesn't get to play. The old business, new business. We have some business licenses that need approved. Medea Development, Woods Excavation, and Rotor Rooter of Douglas County. Any comments, Chief?
No, they were all good.
Any questions from council? Looking for a motion, please.
I make a motion that the three business licenses be accepted.
I have a motion. Looking for a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. See proposal, Wander Winston's Oktoberfest. Katie, please take your place at the podium.
When we have where we're at with the wine walk.
Do you want to do a quick update for those that are visiting that may not know what we're talking about, please?
Okay, so we're doing a fundraiser. It's going to be a six-month, possibly five-month long raffle at this point. We've got over $6,000 worth of prizes right now. And then we have almost $5,000 worth of funding that's going to be happening on June 25th. They did submit all the information to the Department of Justice. Apparently, we have to register all this stuff. So once they approve it, then I can launch it live. So I'm hoping that will be at the end of January, beginning of February, I guess. And that's all the media for that. So that's an example of the raffle tickets that we're going to be doing. And then we did do the QR codes so people can scan any of the flyers and I'll take it directly to the website that at the moment just says coming soon.
So this is your focus now. Are you working on anything else throughout the year?
Oh, you mean besides my other job?
Yeah, I know.
Quiet with me. And then we have the tourism proposal for the Oktoberfest, and Mark and I have been kind of working on this.
Okay.
So this is going to be a fundraiser that benefits Canine for Warriors. It pairs service dogs that are saved from towns and shelters, specially trains them and partners them with military veterans that have issues and need assistance with them. So
it's
supposed to reduce suicide rates by 82% and then also reduce their medications by 92%. So that is why we chose that charity. This is going to be a three-day event. My goal is to get 1,500 teams of two, so that's what we're capping it at. So we're going to charge $150 per team. So if we can fill that up, that would raise $225,000 for the charity. That would bring 3,000 people just in event tenders to Winston. And then it will be a three-day event. People have to show up on Friday to register. Saturday will be the bulk of the event, and then Sunday will be where they can the money prize. All the events are listed and broken down on here.
Perfect.
We are going to be working with Backline Brewery.
Looking Glass
Brewery. Yeah, we spoke to Looking Glass Brewery about their ability to facilitate that much beverage. They said it shouldn't be a problem. They'll bring on extra people. They're going to brew extra stuff. So they're 100% on board. We talked about them donating a percentage of the profits that they make there to the charity as well. We might bring one other brewery on just depending on the size of the event, seeing how many people actually register. We're looking to sell t-shirts, growlers, trying to talk to the Winston PD into doing a pie auction, see if we can get them involved.
Not a pie in the face.
No, not kind of face, it's a pie auction.
No, that's where the dunk tank comes in, Chief.
All right.
And then we are going to be selling wristbands. So if you want the privilege to drink in our parks, you're making $5 a day to do so. And if we can get my goal is to get 5,000 people here. And if we can get 5,000 people here, that would be an extra 75.
Is there an age limit on that?
21 and over. that would bring in an extra $75,000. So if we can meet these are my minimum goals. If we can meet my minimum goals, it would bring in over $300,000.
That's amazing.
That event, and that's amazing. It would bring 5,000 more people into our town. So hopefully all of the restaurants.
Any questions for Katie? I think
great
this is
job.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, very
so
good.
I
thank you.
I need approval to continue working on this because I already have somebody who wants to do $1,000 sponsorship for it.
For the Oktoberfest, you need approval.
Yes.
Okay, so motion then to approve Katie's forward motion on the Wander Winston's Oktoberfest event?
I make a motion that we approve Katie to keep working on this project.
I have a motion. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much, Katie. Good job. Keep it up, please.
Great.
Resolution 22-1015. Let me catch up here. Cindy, would you please read that by title only?
Be happy to, Mayor. Thank you. Resolution number 22-1015. Resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon, City Council accepting Patrol K-9 Officer Nike from the City of Roseburg's Police Department to be cared for by and an officer of the Winston Police Department.
And Chief Sardi, you'll do the staff report?
Yes, Mayor, Council, Committee members. So this guy right here is going to be a member of the Winston Police Department. He's going to be a patrol dog for us. It's going to be great. Pretty excited. Mayor, Council, so I was contacted by the captain of the Roseburg Police Department. They have a handler that's been there 11 years, and he has just decided that law enforcement, he's done with it. So he's moving on to different adventures, and they don't have any handlers there. So they knew that our program, our drug dog, was kind of going out, and so they reached out to me to see if we were interested. And I said, well, you know, let me do some digging. I did some digging. I do have an officer that is very interested in wanting to do it, so I picked him. His name is Brian Gomez. They're going to give us a dog and a whole bunch of equipment. I actually got a big bunch of equipment put into our conference room today. So it's about an $18,000 dog that's given to us. This dog is a patrol dog. He will he does tracking, so he'll track for suspects or property or items. He will attack. We need him to attack someone or someone at the large or running. So he's a patrol dog. That's what he's there for. He's going to back the officer up every bit of the way. So
perfect.
Out with one and in with another.
So, yeah, and so, have we found a home for Buster yet?
So no, we have not. The company called Maker Canine is the company that we got Buster from. And they reached out last week and said they might have an agency that might be interested. So we're just kind of waiting to see, but I'm not letting him go until I know he goes through getting a call. I'm not going to let him go. So
good.
The officer's going to keep hold of him until we can do that.
Thank you.
Anyway, the staff recommends that we accept the agreement for Knight.
And so the funding for the dog is already pretty much taken care of?
Yeah. So currently right now we have funding by the contract with the association. We pay 3 hours of overtime per week for the canine handler, and that's for the care and maintenance of the animal. That will just continue on to actually an officer that makes less money than the officer that currently does it. So we're already budgeted for it, so that cost is already in place.
Perfect.
What's that?
It'll be a smooth move.
Should be, yeah. We're doing the transition. Next staff report, I'm going to explain how we're going to get there. So.
Okay. Comments from the audience? Any questions for Chief Sardi? Thank you very much. Council action. So looking for approval for resolution 22-1015, acceptance of the K-9 officer Nike from the Roseburg Police Department.
I make a motion that we take resolution 22-1015 for acceptance.
Have a motion. Looking for a second, please.
A second.
Have a motion and a second. All councilors in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Congratulations, Chief.
Thank you.
When do you get the dog?
It's in transition now. There's going to be a training phase with the dog. He'll go with the officer for about 3 weeks, and it's just a camaraderie between the officer and the dog, and that's all he does is the dog rides around with him. We cannot deploy him. He is a state-certified dog, something I didn't mention, so he's certified, ready to go. We just need to get the officer up to speed. He's certified. It's about a 2-week process. I'll send him to either Springfield, they got a great canine program, and a state instructor there, or down in Grants Pass, they have one as well. So I'm just kind of waiting for them to open it up. I'll send him to the certified. Anyways.
Thank you, Chief.
Yep.
Okay, resolution 22-1016, acceptance of a $50,000 private donation to fund the new canine patrol vehicle. Ms. Sardi? please.
Yes. Resolution number 22-1016, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing city manager to accept a private donation in the amount of $50,000 for the specific purchase of a sport utility vehicle that will accommodate a canine patrol officer.
Thank you. Chief Sardi, have a staff report, please.
Yes. So, kind of give you a little background. The donor that assisted us last time in purchasing the car at about $6,000 toward their dinner reached out to me when they heard I was getting the dog and wanted to do something for Knight. They know this current car I have will fit the dog as designed, but it's basically like putting them in a Pinto instead of a Suburban. Will it work? Yes. Is it going to work temporary? Sure. Is it the right vehicle for a patrol dog? No. The patrol dogs, what people don't realize, is a drug dog. The difference between a drug and a patrol dog, a real quick analogy, is that typically on a drug-related offense, we're either going to a house or we're going to a traffic stop. We're going somewhere to use the dog. A patrol dog is typically a car chase and a lewd. Well, 90% of the time in Douglas County, it's a car chase and a lewd, someone that's out in the woods somewhere. So an SUV, that's all-wheel drive, we can get to location. So that's one of the benefits. And obviously the room. So the room for the dog. Anyways, the donor reached out to me when they heard that we were going to get the dog and wanted to do two points of clarification. They said that I am not to get rid of the car that they bought and make sure that I turn it into a line car, which I said no problem. And the second was to purchase a new car for the canine, for Nike. And I said okay. And so they donated $50,000 for that.
That's awesome.
So that's pretty exciting.
And yeah. They're anonymous, correct?
They are anonymous, yeah. I've known them since I've been a kid, so yeah, they're anonymous. That's what I need. And then I'll go into the car.
Any questions for the chief on the staff report? Comments from the audience. Any questions for the chief about the addition of the new dog?
Great for him.
Very nice people.
Okay, looking for a motion from council to resolution 22-1016, acceptance of $50,000 private donation to fund the new canine patrol vehicle.
I make a motion that we accept resolution 22-1016.
We have a motion. Looking second. For a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
So I'm going to need another motion on this because I got to move forward on it. So it's something that we got to do.
Pardon me?
I got to do another thing on the car before I leave. It's not in here. It's something that came up today.
Okay.
We can do that. So I reached out to Day Wireless, who builds the patrol vehicles for us. Told them what I was trying to do and where we're at. Before I get started on the purchase of the vehicle, I reached out to Ann to find out what money we have in our traffic safety or public safety fee. Currently, we have $65,260 in our account. I know it's going to be a question. So I reached out to get a vehicle, and I said, I want to get a vehicle for $50,000, probably the Durango. That's what we have now. The cars that we bought 6 months ago, inflation's good, I guess. But the cars that we bought, my car was $48,000 and the line car was $52,000. The new canine car is $66,000. So I need to get out of the traffic or the public safety fee, I need $14,000 some change to finish this off. Discussed it with Mark. Mark didn't think it was a problem, told me to hold the vehicle. They got 15 currently right now that are the same year that I have. If we wait, it'll be next year's model and probably the price is going to go up. So they got 15 on standby as we speak.
I don't have a problem specifically with it.
I will tell you this, $16,000 is really cheap for a canine vehicle.
Sure, no, I get that. But your benefactors, you know?
I will tell you that part of the build on this is kind of the project that we've been pushing forward, and that's getting the police radios updated. Okay. This is almost a $7,000 update, which I just don't want to put another car in line without us doing the updates with the radios. They're just old and antiquated.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense.
How's this put you for cars, too? Because I know we approved two
cars.
So it'll
put me one car heavy, depending on the outcome of this year, what we've been talking about. I talked to Mark about it. We are going to start transitioning some vehicles. It'll be when
that car is completed, however long that is. And then I'm going to do some transition to the city.
The car that got rear-ended is fixed?
Yeah.
Okay.
How can being one car heavy be bad?
I was going
to
say
that. It's not bad, but also I try to be, you know, if we're not using them, we're not going to have them.
Right, but if we do have another incident where a car goes down getting rear-ended out of, you know.
What we have now, what we never had before, is I have two school officers, right?
Right.
You know, and so that is two more vehicles that are out of the fleet during the day that we never had before. If I lose my school officers, is there a need to have that many? Probably not. But it is nice to have one backup vehicle.
Okay, so back to the question. You looking for another resolution?
I'm looking for approval to go forth on the car. If I need to do another separate resolution later, I will, but I didn't need approval to say yes.
You just need the official okie-dokie.
I need the okie-dokie to do it.
Okay, need a motion to give Chief Sarda the official okie-dokie.
Excuse me.
You have two extra cars that are not working all the time, the K9 one and one other one. I'm not clear on exactly if you repeat that again.
So I have a detective vehicle that we don't have a detective, but we use it for different functions.
Right.
And then the canine vehicle we currently use, yes, but that will be transitioning out to the new dog. So
they'll turn it into a line vehicle, a regular.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be used. I mean, we're gonna, but I'm not gonna do that until July. I got a button for the equipment change out of the cage.
It's gonna take a while
process.
For the
yeah.
car
so,
to come.
I mean, it's a car worth keeping, but at the same time, we need to do some transition.
Yeah.
We'll re-plan on that. Logistically get that set up.
And you said 16,000.
So the price of the vehicle is, I got it right here, is $66,457.70. That's the price of the car.
Okay, so.
So what is that minus the 50,000?
16 something.
Yeah.
So do you want
to? I'll make a motion that he may spend no more than running it to $17,000 since it's close.
Right.
To obligate $17,000 towards the vehicle.
Thank you.
Can we have a motion? Looking for a second?
I'll second that.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Motion carries. Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your time.
That comes out of the
public safety.
Public safety.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you.
Okay. Number F, which I don't have a, I guess, Andy, I guess you get a, or you want to let Megan do it?
I think I'll do this one.
Okay.
Good evening again. This is the community center mechanic room up there. So I think we kind of talked about the mechanic room last year a little bit when the fire department came in, did an inspection. That's where our hot water heater lives at and some of our chemicals and things, but it's open. There's a roof hatch just up there, but it's all open. So the fire department, basically, we need to get closed up. So it's got to be sheetrocked with an access up to the hatch. There's a hatch that we get to the roof of the building that's pretty much unusable just since the building's been there. So the part of this process will be closing that room with a hatch, access to the hatch, can actually get on the roof and things. So back when Boss Construction was working with Public Works, we approached them when they're under contract with us to give us an estimate to go up there to do the needed work there in the mechanical room. They had a number at that time for $10,470.50. That was with the ladder. It's a lot of metal work up there, powder coating, painting, things like that. Part of the project, with it's just sheetrock and no tape or some tape, no mud, no paint or anything like that. So basically,
just
kind of
fire tape.
Yeah, just get it so we can pass the fire inspection on it. They had a price at that time for the $10,470.50. We reached out again to get it updated. They said they would honor that price, which I thought was pretty respectful.
How long ago was that bid?
Back in April.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're going to honor that number. So once again, I thought that was pretty nice. Basically, staff recommends that the council approve the Boss Construction estimate for the needed work in the mechanical room. Funds from the American Rescue Plan in that amount of $10,470.50 will be used. Staff does recommend a 10% contingency in amount of $1,047 be added to that just to have it if we need it. be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Andy. Any questions for Andy?
No, let's go with it.
I need it.
Okay, let's get her done. Looking for a motion to approve Public Works 2201.
I make the motion, will you approve it?
With the additional contingency funds as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Second.
I'll second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Motion carries. Upcoming agenda items. Hearing none. Non-agenda items from council. Anybody have anything they want to offer? Good to the order. The check copies were in our packets, as well as claims in excess of $500. Announcements. City Council applicants for Ward 2 still needed. Information at City Hall. I happen to have a application form right here.
Mayor, so I guess the deadline was the 30th, so we would need to be extending that.
Extend that.
And then.
Does that need to be a motion? Or just you can say you can extend that.
You all know, yeah.
Please do.
We'll, send out an email tomorrow.
Okay.
To get some folks.
We'll do City Council workshop on the island annexations January 10th. That's next Monday night. Or next Monday here at 3 p.m. Park Board will meet on Tuesday at 11th at 5. Economic Development January 12th at noon. City Hall. This is a committee still under development and needs 5 members. And you get to work with Councillor Harris in the process. What a treasure.
Yep.
January 17th is Martin Luther King Day. City office will be closed. City Council meeting on Tuesday the 18th at 7 p.m. right here. Urban Renewal Agency January 20th at 3. And it looks like it's going to be necessitated. Executive session.
No, Your Honor.
And adjournment. Thank you very much. Appreciate everybody being here. Meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned at 7:39 p.m.